And this is VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. Some of the decisions issued by Vermont's Supreme Court can be a little, well, boring. But what if somebody explained, say, the idea of legal indemnification as two buddies arguing over a dinner tab? Or you could have a caricature of Yosemite Sam walk you through the ins and outs of Vermont's Professional Responsibility Board. Enter SCOV Law, spelled S-C-O-V Law, as in the Supreme Court of Vermont. The blog summarizes our high court's legal opinions in plain English with a fair amount of lampooning along the way. Today we're talking with the blog's founder, Montpelier attorney Dan Richardson, and its editor Andy Delaney, who's a lawyer in Barrie. Counselors, welcome to VPR.
Thanks.
Thanks, Alex.
So, Dan, give me the story of how you decided to start this blog in the first place.
Well, it happened actually on one of the worst days that I'd had professionally. My email had been hacked, and I was at the office extremely late, and I thought, you know what? Now's the time to start a blog. It had been an idea that had been germinating for a number of years, mainly because nobody was out there commenting on these decisions. And I think we tend to, in the public, think about Supreme Court decisions as the big decisions, the same-sex marriage decision, the equal funding for education. And those are the exceptions. Most of what the court does is pretty much meat and potatoes day-to-day activities. And it's important for people to understand that.
And the posts on the blog are sometimes really funny. They're often irreverent. Andy, you've used Bon Jovi lyrics to explain court decisions in the past. What's the tone that you're going for?
The tone I'm going for is something that just the regular person on the street can understand. And so rather than read the Supreme Court decision and all the various legal language that comes along with that, just kind of break it down into plain English and explain what's going on.
Have either of you ever worried that as practicing attorneys in a tiny state like Vermont, all this sass on the internet might come back to bite you when you're in front of a judge or during a trial or with opposing counsel or something like that?
It's interesting. When I first started the blog, I was at a bar event. And a trial court judge came up to me and he looked around to make sure nobody was looking and he whispered, "I love your blog." And then about a year later, we were going to another bar event and the same judge grabbed me in a very public manner and said, "I read this blog every day." And it was really, I think it's been something that's been embraced by the legal community because we really do try, while we're irreverent in some of our tone and jokes, not to be irreverent to the parties themselves, because often, you know, these are serious and real cases, and not to be disrespectful to the legal process.
The site is actually really useful for non-lawyers who want to understand complicated legal stuff, but the whole jocular, sometimes sarcastic tone also seems to kind of poke fun at the profession that might take itself a little bit seriously sometimes. Am I reading into this right?
Well, I think we do. I think as lawyers, we tend to treat our senses of humor as like something that you hide in the sock drawer along with the other things you hide in a sock drawer. And we don't let ourselves laugh at ourselves as much as we should because really you need that outlet, that release.
Finally here, since the Vermont Supreme Court doesn't get all that much news coverage, I'm wondering if you might give me a little debrief of the term on what you think was either the most important case that they ruled on this year or the quirkiest case the justices ruled on. Andy, I'll start with you.
Another important case was State v. Belaski, which just clarified that in order to show that the victim in a criminal case was the aggressor, you can use mental health records. I think that's important to a criminal defendant to be able to tell the whole story.
Dan, what about you? Any cases that stick out to you from this year?
The most interesting case probably was Davis versus the American Legion, in which a grandmother and her granddaughter were kicked out of karaoke night and proceeded to sue the American Legion for their $6 that was not refunded to them.
For $6 they sued?
$6 and the indignity of being banned from karaoke night, because I think grandmother went a little bit overboard when she and granddaughter were kicked out of karaoke night. And the court didn't give them too much rope to go further in that litigation and dismissed it fairly quickly.
The blog is called SCOV Law. You can find it at scovlegal.blogspot.com. We've been talking with creator Dan Richardson and editor Andy Delaney. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.